And you say, you ask me, are there any, you say, are there any apples left? I'd say, no. What? What would I say? No, what?
No. I get all gone, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Or you'd say, no, not a one, or narrow one, or nary a one. What would you say? No, what? Which one of those would you use?
Very well. Narrow.
Nary one?
Narrow one.
Okay. I asked him if he had done something wrong, and he said, what?
You asked somebody who's done something wrong?
Mm-hmm. He said, blank wrong. What wrong? What wrong did you say?
Well, he said, never did.
Okay. Never did nothing wrong? What do you say then?
Maybe nothing wrong.
Okay. If he said he was sorry to have broken your rake, you might say, oh, that's all right. I didn't like it. What? I didn't like it?
I didn't like it.
Anyhow? You say, that's all right. I didn't like it anyhow. Or anyway. What would you say?
I said, that's all right, but maybe I wouldn't like it.
But would you say, would you like it anyway or anyhow?
That's right.
Or no way? Would you say, I didn't like it no way?
No.
You wouldn't say that? Would you say?
No. I don't want to tell him that, but no.
Okay. Did he give you any? No, he didn't give me.
No.
Okay. That's good. Okay, that boy is spoiled, and when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. Probably like as not, apt as not. Which one of those would you say?
Like you got a car go up to the house.
And you say, boy, that boy is spoiled.
Spoiled.
When he grows up, he'll have his trouble.
Well, you can say he petted or went.
Mm-hmm. But would you say he'll have his trouble like as not, or probably? Which would you use? Or apt as not? He'll have his trouble?
I'm at the apt as not.
Apt as not? Is that what you say?
That's what I would say.
Okay. What would you call the trenches that are cut by a plow?
How you say that now?
You know, when you're plowing along, and then there, it comes up like this on one side and up like this on the other side. And then there's a trench down the middle of it. You know where the plow ran?
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What do you call that part?
What plowing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you run in a ditch.
Well, wouldn't you call it a furrow?
Well, it's called, if you pick that thing to tell you now, if you pick in land, you would call it a furrow.
Right. You just know it all, don't you? Golly. Okay, to get the land ready to plant by getting rid of trees and brush,
mm-hmm.
What do you do to the land? You got to get rid of all the trees and the brush so it'll all be flat and good for plowing. What do you call that?
Well, get it all cleaned out, we'll break it up.
Break it up?
That's right.
Well, you call that, is that what you call taking the trees out and the bushes
oh,
out?
Oh, after you get all the bushes and trees
out. Well, what do you call doing that? You call that clearing the land?
Clearing the land, get the root broke.
I see. Okay. Would you say we raised a big, if you're raising your wheat, right?
That's right. That's what they say. You got a viewpoint to all them things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now would you call, what would you, you'd call that a big what of wheat? A big...
My plantation?
Yeah. A big crop?
Yeah, a big crop. Man.
Okay. What would you call a second cutting of clover or a second cutting of grass?
Soil in the land. That's lovely.
That's fine. Okay, what about...